Welcome back to the Bread and Butter podcast. I'm your host, Brecklin, and today I am here with Alex Slade. Thanks for coming on, Alex.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Before we kind of dive in, I was just thinking before we hopped on, I was like, so for a backstory, me and Alex went to high school together, and I guess middle school. We just went to school together. And I was thinking, I was like, when did I meet Alex? Like, when do I remember like having contact with Alex? And I remembered. And do you know what I'm going to say already?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
This is good. Because we used to joke about it all the time. We both played church ball, which in Utah is like a very, it's just kind of like everyone does it. Like your leaders pick you up, you go to the gym, you play church ball, and young women's ball was like actually cutthroat.
Our stake was intense.
Yeah, our stake was intense. And I think the first time we had like real interaction, I'm trying to remember what the actual technical term is called, but we like both had the ball and we're like fighting for it. We like go to the ground. We're like wrestling, like they're like blowing the whistles. We're like, no, like it's mine. And I'm like, yeah, that is my first memory of Alex, and it's the best thing ever. I think it's so funny.
Yeah, I'm very competitive in general, and yeah, that's hilarious. So I don't even remember that.
Really? Yeah, no, that was my first memory looking back, and I'm like, yeah, I think that's what started our friendship, and we're like, cool. Okay, we're cool. Like,
we're good.
We can hang. But after that, I feel like we kind of just haven't had the chance to talk a lot after high school. So before we jump in, kind of fill me in a little bit on what you've been up to, kind of what life has looked like for you post high school, because I feel like your interests like really shifted and I'm just so curious.
They did. I feel like, like Alex in high school and Alex now are very different people, which is great. I mean, but after high school, I went to Utah State, did 3 years there and got my bachelor's in business administration and a minor in entrepreneurship. And then like the whole point of doing that was kind of to like, I wanted to start my own business because my dad's a businessman. And then like, right, I graduated college in 2020. It's like right when COVID hit and everything shut down. And so like when that happened, I was like, okay, well now I don't really know what to do with life. So I kind of had a year where I didn't like progress really. I don't know. I was kind of just chilling and waiting for life to change. And then after that, a family friend reached out and I started working at Hill Air Force as a civilian in their nuclear weapon department. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun most of the time. I could like go into all my work stuff, but we'll just leave it at that. Yeah, so now I'm just working and living in Cache Valley still and dating, I don't know if you remember, Skylar Millicom.
Yes, I love that for you. If you don't want this part in the podcast, I'll cut it out. But honestly, it has been so fun to watch. I'm like, oh my gosh, how long have you guys been dating?
We were just like talking about it and our first date was a year ago tomorrow.
Oh.
And it's been fun. And it was really surprising because I don't know if you knew Skylar in high school. I knew who he was, but I had never spoken to him at all.
I barely knew.
And so, yeah. So, it was fun and really surprising, honestly. You know when you meet people, like, when you're, like, young and you, like, meet, like, people who are married and they're like, oh, yeah, like, we were in high school together, but we didn't know each other in high school. And I always remember thinking, like, oh, that's weird, like, but now I'm one of those people, so.
No, I mean, I kind of relate. I married someone from high school that I didn't, like, hang out with in high school, and it's always just kind of like.
Your husband went to Skyview?
Yes, he transferred in his senior year.
Was he in our grade,
No,
too?
He's 2 years older than us.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was, like, yeah, I guess a senior when we were when we were sophomores, and I just, like, didn't. Like, he was on the swim team. Like, he was, like, in my group of friends. We just never talked.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
Honestly, worked out. I'm happy. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, you're living in like Carolina, which is so cool.
Oh, we love it. Actually, we love it so much. Like, if you actually ever want to move, I'm like, everyone should live here for real. Like, the weather is amazing. The people are so nice. Southern food is so good. Like, that's my plug. So I'm so curious when you kind of like shifted into travel, because I noticed you shifted into travel in a big way. And then just recently, I want to talk about your Instagram page that you started.
Okay.
Just because it's been so fun to see. Just, I like I said, I knew you in high school. And then obviously, as an Instagram follower, I just kind of watch you from afar. And I'm like, okay, she's like seriously, seriously traveling. Not like spring break traveling. Like, you're seriously traveling. So how did that kind of happen for you?
So like, I think I started enjoying traveling like back in high school, but it was like, my immediate family, we go on one bigger family trip a year. And like, by bigger, I mean, like, because throughout the year, we'll go on smaller trips to like St. George, or we've been up to like Yellowstone before. But then like, and like, of course, Disneyland, like everyone goes as a kid. But then like, I think we started like high school, we started kind of going to different places. And that's like kind of when I started liking travel. And then it was sometime, I think it was like my very first year of college, like we went over to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. And that's when I like really, really remember loving traveling, because I was like, this is such a cool place. Like, and it's not just about like the fun activities, it's about like learning about the culture and like really just like losing yourself in the place, kind of. And so, yeah, I probably college is when I kind of was like, oh, there's lots of cool places outside of Utah and outside of Disneyland. And like, actually in college, I like traveled a little bit. Like, I went to Washington and Oregon a bit, but I was pretty poor in college. So it was like more so like the travel that like you see on my Instagram page, that came after 2020 when I graduated college. And then suddenly, like, when I started like working a full-time job, it was like, wow, like now I can actually afford to go places. And so that's kind of how it came to be. And then it kind of becomes an addicting thing almost of,
yeah. Like, how many trips do you take a year? Do you have like a goal, or do you just kind of like take it as it comes?
I kind of take it as it comes. For me, the like ideal thing would be 3 to 4 times a year of like a big trip. Like, road trips are different kind of, because they're not as stressful, they're not as much money. They're usually a little closer. But yeah, so like 3 to 4, like once a season probably would be my ideal thing. This year has been a little bit different, because like with dating Skylar, like besides having like my family stuff and then like my own trips, like now all of a sudden I have like trips to take with him and trips to take with his friends and trips to take with his family. And I've been traveling for work. And so it's been like, I've been on, I don't even know how many planes this year. I lost count, but it's been a lot of travel, and it's really fun. Like, I love it. I just barely got back from, like a week in like a vacation trip and then a 2-week work trip. And so right now I'm loving being home.
Yeah. That's a long work trip.
Like, it's a very long work trip. I'm like, like my coworkers, they're great and all, but you know, like after 2 weeks on a family trip, you're all kind of like wanting to kill each other a little bit.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's like that, but with people that you can't like...
You can't get mad at.
Yeah, like you can't be like, hey, you're really annoying me.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But it's a lot of fun. So that's kind of like how the travel's grown and transitioned from like when you knew me.
Yeah. So as far as like your page... You're featuring a couple different things. You're featuring like travel. So just correct me if I get it wrong. So it's like travel and health and just kind of like enjoying where you live.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're, yeah, it's, yeah, definitely the travel is probably like the biggest thing on it. And then like the health and fitness type stuff. Cause that became to be a big part of my life too. And then, so Caitlin, she's doing this with me. I don't know if you remember her. You met her probably a few times, but she, She isn't really at a stage where she can travel a lot right now, but she still like loves learning about the cultures and like all the stuff you get from traveling. So she kind of focuses right now on doing like an explore from home type page where she gives you like recipes, like facts about the place, activities you can do that like to like make you feel like you're there. And she like does that for like all the people that can't travel but want to.
But like want to experience it. Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's kind of what our page is.
Mm-hmm. So just for anyone who doesn't know, so you have a page with your two sisters and then you just all run it together. Yeah. So just in case anyone, and it's called, shout out the handle.
It's Alex, Kate, and Brooke. And the,
yes. And it's the cutest page.
Thank you.
Like, I'm trying to think of like the last couple, you did a bunch of like, was it like French recipes for Valentine's Day? You shared like Greek food from when you guys were in, I don't even know what part of Greece you were in.
Athens and Santorini.
Yeah, just like, it really is like really inspiring. You're like, oh, and like, how did you guys learn to make the food? Are you just like, oh, that was really good, we're going to go home and like recreate it? Like,
yeah, so we don't create recipes 100% from scratch. Some of the recipes are different recipes we've taken and kind of like made to what we like, oh, we like this part of this recipe. Some recipes are not ours and we always make sure like you can see exactly where we get them from. But that's kind of how we do it. And yeah, how we've been doing it is we kind of take 2 weeks to like focus on a place. So around Valentine's Day, we did focus on Paris, and that was a lot of fun because, like, our workout was Valentine's Day themed. Our, like, all the food was Paris themed. Lots of chocolate recipes for, like, the holiday.
It was so cute. So just now that you're, like, mentioning all these things, give me, like, a rundown of, like, where you guys have been because I just – I honestly, I can't keep track. And I'm like, you've been all over. So kind of tell me like either your top ones, your international ones, just so kind of people have a feel of like where you've been.
We've been, so Brooklyn, she's the youngest of us and she's currently serving a mission for our church. So she's not actually like helping, but I get to talk with her every Monday and she'll give input because she's the one that travels a lot with me. But like the most a year ago, me and her and our cousin, we got to go to Santorini, Greece, which that's the, like you've seen pictures of it. It's the white buildings with like the blue domes, we went to Paris, France, Venice, Italy, and Athens, Greece. And so that was like our big Europe trip that we really focused on for like the opening of our website. Besides that, like we have Hawaii that's coming up soon to be posted either this weekend or the start of next week. There's lots of places coming up from like Colorado, Florida, Idaho, Mexico. So those are kind of like the upcoming things. And then we also have been focusing on like big hikes. Like if you are from Utah and know what the subway hike is down in Zion.
Oh yeah. I've always wanted to do that and I just never have.
It is so much fun.
Is that the one where you're like up to your waist in water?
Depending on the year, yeah. Like we had some parts, it just rained when we went. So we had some parts where we were like swimming through it.
That sounds so fun.
It was so much fun. Like by the end of the hike, you're kind of like, okay, I kind of want to die a little bit. But then like, when you look back on it, you're like, okay, I'd 100% do that again.
Yeah. So as far as like, so you were in Europe for a while. Were you, I just ask this because I would be afraid. Were you guys afraid to like go by yourselves?
So yes and no. Like upon like initially booking the trip, no. And I was initially going to go with a friend and then she ended up not being able to go. And so that's why Brooklyn was coming with us or with me. And then when my cousin heard we were going, she really wanted to come too. And so like the scariest part for me was I felt very responsible for my little sister and my like cousin too. So I'm like, okay, like like, it wasn't like going with friends where, okay, like, we're all in charge of ourselves, like, mm-hmm. like, it's not a big thing. But I was like, okay, like, I need to make sure I'm safe. I need to make sure these guys are safe. And my mom's side of the family kind of stresses a lot, I guess. And so they were a little bit freaked out. And they're like, okay, you guys need to, like, make sure to do all this. But, like, honestly, like, once you get over there, like, it's not a scary place. Like, it's just, like, like, it's probably, like, you think of, like, moving. Like, it probably seemed like a scary thing of, like, oh, we don't know this place. It's such a new and different place. Mm-hmm. Like, once you get there, it just feels like, almost like home. Like, you're just walking down roads. Like, it's, there's nothing, like, too scary about it.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, you have to be smart. Like, we, like, stayed together the whole time. We didn't go down any sketchy alleyways.
Would you, like, go out at night? Or were you guys, like, no, when it's dark, like, we're inside?
Initially, like, after, like, talking with family and stuff, I was like, okay, like, I'll make sure, like, we're inside and stuff, like, by dark. And on, seriously, night one, we were out in the dark and we're like, yeah, this is completely fine.
I am so curious because I've, like, heard that, like, Paris especially can be a little bit, like, scary.
So Paris, that was probably the, like, the rest, we didn't, like, have any worries really at all. Paris was a little bit, like, we never felt unsafe, but it's definitely, like, it's a city. Like, mm-hmm. I know Paris is, like, romanticized a lot, but it's just a big city. Like, it's an amazing place, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it, yeah, it's a city. We did, like, we walked everywhere during the day, but at night, if we needed to go somewhere, we would take an Uber just so that we wouldn't be on any sketchy roads at night. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, lots of little roads. We didn't really know the areas that well.
Yeah.
But honestly, Paris even was not, like, I never felt, like, afraid in Paris, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that's good to know. Because I think a lot of girls, like, want to travel. Like, they want to travel with their girlfriends. They want to travel with their roommates. And they're just like, I don't know. Like, is that just dumb? Like, am I just not smart? So I think it's good to hear, like, I mean, granted, depends on where you are. But, yeah, that's just good to know.
Yeah. And I definitely think, like, I would be a little cautious about going to Africa or South America, mm-hmm. or like a third world country. Like, I'd probably want a male friend in my group. But like places like Europe felt completely safe. Brooklyn and I, when she gets back from her mission, we're going to Thailand and we feel just fine doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, I know some girls that have gone to Europe alone, that would scare me.
Like completely, like, alone.
Yeah. Like solo traveling. And like, that would just, I don't know that even scares me necessarily, but it would just make me, like, it wouldn't be as fun. So basically, like, if you go with a group, it's more fun and you're more safe, I think.
No, absolutely. So as far as, like, affording travel, I think that's one of people's biggest holdups. Because I genuinely feel like most people, like, want to travel. Like, they want to see the world. They want to experience different places. So what would be some of your, like, best travel tips for buying flights or booking hotels? I don't know if you've ever rented a car or just kind of getting around restaurants, just anything you can think of that you're like, okay, this has helped.
For sure. Yeah. And like I said earlier, like in college, I couldn't really afford to travel like this. But like there are other options for college and I'll get to that. But like for bigger trips or like even just trips across the country, I don't know if you've heard of Flights From Home. It's a like Instagram page. Lots of people have heard them. Their subscription is seriously like $30 to $40 a year. And it's 100% worth it. Because like our like flights to Athens is normally over $1,000. We got ours for $500. And so that's kind of like my biggest advice for flight-wise is don't book a ridiculously priced ticket. Like, it's not worth it. Tickets go on sale actually pretty regularly. And so, yeah, just watch, like, have a few places in mind that you want to go and watch for those places to go on sale. And then once one does, like, you can just The other thing too is I feel like when lots of things go on sale, people like kind of doubt it a bit and they don't book, and then the sale's over. It might be a little impulsive, but if a place that I have really been wanting to go goes on sale, I like just book it like that. I'm like, okay, let's just go. Yeah. And like, and then once you commit, I find for me too, like once I've booked a ticket, like there's other expenses that are going to come up. I honestly just like work until like I feel like I've earned a comfortable amount, because like travel is not something I ever want to drain my savings account for. So I'll just work, or if I have to work a little overtime, then I do that. And then to cut down on like hotel costs, I'm a big Airbnb advocate. I think they're more affordable, and I think that they're usually like, they make you feel like you're in the place, like instead of living out of a hotel, which I really like. The other thing too with rental cars, I would only ever book a rental car if you know, like if you like really need it. If you're like, I'm going to be driving around a lot, I need to get to like a lot of places. I've only, on all of my trips, I've only ever booked one rental car. And if you're under 25, it does cost more too. It's like once you pass the age of 25, they're a little bit more affordable. But like our whole time in Europe, we walked everywhere, which I love anyways, because then you get to really like explore the city that way, or like whatever town you're in. But yeah, you save a ton of money not renting a car. Like our trip to Kauai, the rental car was like, it was a little over $1,000. Wow. And honestly, like if there are a few places where like, well, I will need a car for this, like even Europe has Uber. Mm-hmm. I would just Uber. It's a lot cheaper than renting a car.
Yeah. So if you kind of need a mix. As far as like Airbnbs, have you ever done the Airbnbs where you just like rent a room, or are you usually like renting like a whole house?
I've always done the whole house, just because like I figure if I get a group that's big enough, then you can also split the cost and have the whole place to yourself. Airbnb though, I know it can be hit and miss. I, knock on wood, have not had an Airbnb that I've hated yet. But like I really do a ton of research before booking one. Like I read all of the reviews on the person. Well, unless there's like hundreds of them, then I just read like all of them. But I read like a lot of reviews to get a good idea of the place. I kind of look on the map to see where it's by. I do research on the area. But yeah, I love Airbnbs. And the other big thing is, besides like in the reviews, besides them just like talking about the place, I look to see what they say about like the host and stuff. See if everyone likes the host. Because like I love when hosts, a lot of Airbnb hosts are also how I get like ideas for restaurants or activities or just like unique things about where we're staying.
Mm-hmm. No, that's actually such a good idea, and I've never thought about that. I don't know if it's just because I'm like kind of an introvert, but I'm always kind of like, I don't want to see anyone. Like I don't want to interact with the host. But I honestly think that that is probably the way to go, to get like truly like a local like recommendation. Have you ever run into any like language barrier problems, like being in Europe? Like, how was that?
Hosts, no, because I don't know if they all just spoke in English or if my phone just automatically translates to English.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Okay, so I'm awful with accents. I really am. I would have some people in Europe talk to me speaking English, and I'd be like, I have no idea what you're saying. But then Brooklyn would be like looking at me like I was dumb, and she'd be like, no, this is what they're saying. I'm like, oh, you were speaking English. I couldn't tell. Like, but like it was never an issue really. There was one time in Paris where we went to a restaurant, and she thought we ordered a certain type of steak, and she thought we ordered steak tartare. And I don't know if you know what that is, but it's raw meat. What? It's seriously like raw ground hamburger or horse. And it was so gross. Both me and my cousin got it, and then Brooklyn got chicken because she doesn't like steak. And so before she had let us eat any of her chicken, she was like, you guys have to try a bite. And it was seriously so gross. Like, seriously, like, picture going to buy ground hamburger from the grocery store and just taking a spoonful of that. And that's what it's like.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if it's like marinated or something to like take out like the salmonella, kind of like ceviche or something.
I think they would have to do something. I really don't know because it wasn't cooked at all.
It was like cold?
No, it was like, well, actually, I don't remember if it was
you
cold.
You didn't eat that like, much of it. Understandable.
I don't, but like, you know, like when you can tell like that, like something's like just been like a little bit seared, like mm-hmm. it's a little bit brown. Like it was just straight red. Like there was no like brown on it at all. But I don't remember it being cold is the weird thing.
You're brave to try. I could not.
Oh, well, there is a video on our Instagram page if you want to see our reactions. It is pretty funny.
Oh my gosh, you should actually send that to me and I can use it in the intro video, because that would be prime. When you're like in a place, I think like when you're in a new place, what are your favorite ways besides like tips from like your host? How do you like get your ideas of like, okay, here's where we're going, here's what we're doing? Like, are you on Pinterest? Are you on Google? Like, are you buying itineraries? Like, I know that people do a lot of different things.
I've never bought an itinerary. I don't know. Like, there might have been like some things I've seen on Pinterest, but mostly it's been through Google. Like, I research a ton, and I usually like there's like US news or something. Oh no, it's like a frequent thing that pops up that I click on, and I read about like the different activities mm-hmm. to do there. There are things like what's the travel company? It starts with an E. It's
Expedia.
Expedia.
I think it's Expedia.
Is that okay? That's what I wanted to say, but that also sounds like a TV channel or something. But anyways, like they have like a bunch where it's like booking tours and stuff. And so I try to stay away from those websites because when I travel, I don't like to see people. Like I'm not, like I want to travel to hang out with the people I'm going with, like, and to explore the place. I don't really want to be in like a big tour group with like five other families that I don't know. So I just do a ton of research, and then I try to book through companies that do it by themselves, kind of, not through like different travel agencies, because I find when I go through different travel agencies, it ends up being with like a big group instead of just us. But yeah, and then like the other thing too is after you've been to so many places, like some activities start to seem like the same, like you can like go ziplining like a ton of times, and it's just like it's the same ziplining. Like you're not really getting to.
It's not like as novel.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not. It's like when I go to a place, like I'm really just looking for. I try to find like the unique activities that are just in that place, or, and that's not all the time too. Like I do stuff like that can be done anywhere too. But like Venice, for example, like we looked at like we like researched what all the big sites to see were, and then Airbnb too also actually has like besides like places, I didn't know they did this until going to Venice, but they have like an Airbnb experience thing where you can book things. And so we booked like a glass making workshop because Venice is known for their glass, and so that was cool. We like got like we seriously made our own little. Like, I made a little glass elephant figurine. Brooklyn made a little turtle. My cousin made, like, a fat
gosh,
pigeon.
That's so fun.
Like, and so, like, you can look on Airbnb for, like, unique experiences. But, yeah, mostly it's just researching on Google. Like, you would probably laugh, but before I started doing the website, I would create PowerPoints about the trip I was going to take.
That's actually amazing.
They'd have like all the information and then like pictures and stuff to show. And Yeah, I acted out for like really any trip I go on. And so like when like with other people too, like I'll like put a ton of activities on, be like, these are the ones that are highly recommended. And then like as a group we'll try to decide like which ones we all want to do.
That sounds so fun. Like the funnest freaking PowerPoint night. I would love to do that.
It's a lot of fun. I love making the PowerPoints, but and it keeps you organized because then it's nice because like on the actual when I go on my trip, I just have like the PowerPoint downloaded to my phone so I can like read off like all the information.
That's amazing.
And, yeah, it's really nice.
No, honestly, that is the best. It's funny. Like that's genuinely funny. But also, I feel like had I thought of that, that's something I would have really enjoyed doing. Couple more questions and then I kind of want to touch on fitness for a second. But
okay.
I would love to know what is in your carry-on bag when you're traveling, and then any tips you have for jet lag.
So I've had some bad flight experiences, and honestly, if you travel frequently, you will have bad flight experiences. There's no way to really avoid them. Like, stuff goes wrong with flights and airports all the time. But like I've had like times where our flight's gone canceled. And we've checked our bags, and then they won't give us our bags back, but we have to spend the night there. So in my carry-on, I try to keep, like, the stuff I really want, like an outfit to change into if needed, like my toothbrush, my makeup, a brush. And then, like, of course, I put snacks in there, a phone charger, 100%. And like, if you don't have a portable charger and you're traveling, you should really invest in a portable charger because, I don't know if it's just me, but like my phone dies so fast when I'm traveling, but I love taking pictures. So that's probably why, like every little thing we go to, I'm like, oh, I need to take a picture. Yeah. But yeah, those are like the basic things I would keep.
And like, what are your top travel snacks? What are you like always stocking up on before you travel?
Well, I try, okay, so I really do try to eat healthy when I travel, and usually by the end of the week, it's really tanked, and I've just, like, embraced that.
Yeah, you have to sometimes, yeah.
But, like, I don't know if you've heard of, like, G2G protein busters. I love bringing those, just because that's, like, a really filling snack.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I definitely take, like, I don't know if you've heard of True Fru. They're a newer company.
Love True Fru.
But I learned. Oh, yeah, because you did your True Fru copycat recipe.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, yes. like, obviously, you can't take their frozen treats, but they've started making like the hyper dried ones, mm-hmm. and they have new like cream hyper dried ones that are really good. So I'm taking those. I try to take like dried fruit, but then every now and then, like, by the end of my 3 weeks of traveling, like, my snacks are very different. Like, I had Milano cookies in my bag, and I had, like, jalapeno chips, because I was just like, okay, I'm just going to eat what I want to eat instead of, but yeah, those are like my favorites to take right now. I also love mixers.
Oh, yes. I haven't tried, but I've heard so much about them.
They're my favorite thing, like, really. Like, I'm not a drink person. But I like these.
Which ones do you use?
I use the Her Time, which is good for like your periods and stuff. Because I have endometriosis. I don't know if you know that, but
I did not know that.
I have like really painful periods. But the Her Time, like, seriously has helped so much. Like, I'm a big advocate for it. And then I take the Her Greens because I have a hard time with vegetables. And I take like the Her Multi. And the Her Digest. Okay. Those are my top two. Yeah. And I have like 1 month where like there was like a shipping problem. So I didn't have my stuff for like a month. And even Skyler like noticed a big difference. He was like, yeah, you need your drinks. So yeah, I love them. But like I always try to keep, they come in like little individual packs. So they're perfect for travel to put in your carry-on. And I have a little, like, hand mixer thing that comes with a cap. And you can just put that in your backpack, take it out, and mix it up.
That's so nice.
It's super nice. And drinks reminds me, a water bottle's always a must. Because that's the big thing, too, is I feel like you get dehydrated when you travel. Because you're not thinking to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And because, like, plane bathrooms are the worst thing ever. But you feel a lot better. And it does help with the jet lag if you're hydrated.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
As far as like jet lag, how do you kind of like deal with that, especially with somewhere like Europe?
So we honestly, like, this probably sounds funny, but we took naps during the day. We'd wake up, go out in the morning, like have a bunch of fun, and then go home and take like a 1 to 2 hour nap and then go back out. And like it feels like you're wasting, like I remember the first day we did it, I was kind of bummed and I was like, well, this kind of feels like a waste. But then afterwards I was like, actually, this was the best thing because now we feel like now we can enjoy the afternoon versus being like super tired.
Yeah. No, that's good to hear because I feel like I have kind of that same issue. Like when I'm traveling, I'm like, okay, I am here to experience, like, get out of my way. Like, we are not resting, we are not stopping. And I'm like, but then there's nothing worse than like seeing something amazing and you're like, I don't care because I'm so tired.
Right, 100%. And so yeah, I think naps midday, like not just in Europe, but like I've been in like Florida and taken a nap in the middle of the day before, and it's just nice, not because like it helps with jet lag a lot, but anytime when you travel, like especially for me, like it's on the go travel, like we're not really lounging. It's like one of the vacations that you kind of want a vacation when you get home, but taking naps really helps a lot. And so does like going to bed at a decent time.
No, amazing. So I do kind of want to pivot a little bit because another thing that I've noticed is like I said, when I knew you in high school, you were a baller. At least with a church ball. But then since graduated, I'm like, okay, she's like in amazing shape. Like, what, but I don't remember you really loving sports. So what has that transition kind of been like for you?
So I did play like sports a lot.
You
Like
were
in
a
high school, I
tennis
did
girl,
tennis.
actually. No, you were really good at
Yeah.
tennis.
Yeah. And like I did like rec sports like volleyball and basketball as a, what age do you do that from? Like
Like eighth,
young
yeah.
to right before school? I don't know. But I did do those, but like working out, like I remember like conditioning days for tennis when we'd go to the weight room or run, I was like the person that'd be like, okay, I did 3 bicep curls, and like then I'd be like, oh yeah, I did my 20, like I'm done, because like I hated it. I really, really did. And so I don't honestly know, I couldn't like pinpoint point and be like, yeah, this is when I really started enjoying it. But I, my freshman year of college, had like some health issues, and they didn't really know why. Like I'd go to the doctor and they'd be like, yeah, like this is what's going on, and then I'd be like, why? And they would be like, oh, we don't know. And
You're like
so
cool.
I know, I'd be like, awesome, well, what do I do? And like there were just no answers. And so it was kind of something, like I don't even remember what my dad said to me, but it was something along the lines of like being positive and like having a positive mindset and trying to like be healthy and change my life and see like what I could do. Like even though the doctors couldn't tell me, I could still like be as healthy as I could. And so that's kind of when like I started like intentionally like working out. And like 100% honesty, when you start working out for the first time, like to make it like a habit, it's really hard. And because like I did not like it at first. Like I because like it takes out a big chunk of your day, which is inconvenient, and you're sore afterwards and you're tired afterwards. And if you don't know what you're doing, then like you kind of just are there and you're like, okay, I don't really know what to do. I can do a couple sit-ups, I can do a couple squats. But a lot of my learning came through like seriously just following fitness pages on Instagram and kind of learning and improving over time. And yeah, and like stuff worked out health-wise for me. And then by then it was kind of like a habit. And so like I'm a big advocate for it, like not because, well, it's actually funny too, because like looking back on pictures in high school, I don't remember feeling like chubby ever. Like I'll look back on pictures and I'm like, wow, my face was like had like a lot more fat on it, or like other parts of my body, and like that wasn't like the goal behind the working out, because like I didn't ever think before. But it's been nice because, like I was talking with my cousin. She's getting married soon, and she wanted to start working out with me to try to get in good shape, you know, to fit in her dress like exactly how she wants to. And I was telling her, it's not like the working out. It's like not to like get skinny and stuff. It's to build strength and maintain strength for your body, so you can just have a healthy, functioning, strong body. And so it's, besides looking and like, you'd really just feel like super good. Like the days I don't work out, I can tell because I don't have those positive endorphins going through my body. Like you feel kind of sluggish, or like I feel kind of sluggish when I don't work out. And so now like, I really love it. Like I look forward to working out every day. Like a year ago, probably I used to really hate protein powder too, but I started like Clean Simple Eats. They're pretty big in Utah too. Most people have heard of them. I feel like if you drink protein powder, but I started using theirs. So now besides just liking the workout process, I love their protein. So I really look forward to it afterwards. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I go work out. Then I get my treat. And so, yeah, that's kind of how it came to be, I guess.
So when you kind of started in, first of all, I wanted to say that I think it's inspiring that you just kind of made it part of your life, because I think people don't realize, or at least sometimes me, I'll have this thought process that it's supposed to be like, not supposed, but it's very normal for it to just like not be fun at first. You know what I mean? Because I feel like sometimes like fitness gurus, they'll be like, oh, I just have always loved this, you know, like I was a college athlete and then I transitioned into this and it's just always been my thing. But I almost feel like it's more inspiring for me when it's someone who's like, yeah, I like chose to make this part of my life. Like I chose to like figure this out. And I do just think it's like really normal for it to not be fun at the beginning. Like it's just kind of awful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. And like, that's something I was talking with my cousin about. Cause I told her, I'm like, the first week, that's the hardest. Like the first day is hard. You go and do it. But then the second day is actually even harder because you're sore. You're like, do I really want to do this again? But like after you get through the first week, it's like, wow, like I got through the first week and I'm feeling really good. And then you like keep going. And like over time, like your body just starts to love it. And there's like my big thing that I'm doing, like I always do usually a 10-minute cardio thing. And then I do weights. And the thing too is like, if you hate weights, there's a ton of other ways to work out. Like you can do Pilates, you can do yoga, you can do like cycling. Like you can do something until you find something that you're like, yeah, I really enjoy this. Yeah.
That's another good point. Cause I think that like, I think like fitness kind of comes like in trending waves, you know? So for a while it was like all kind of like high fitness stuff. And then I feel like weights kind of like came into trend. And not to say that like because it's in trend, you can't love it or enjoy it. But I do think, yeah, like you can find something that you really like and that's okay. Like you don't have to. I always think of like Princess Diaries where she's like, I am like a yoga doing rock climbing kind of girl. Like I'm not a sports girl. And I'm like, I always kind of related. I was like, yeah, that's me. Like, and that's cool. Like that's just how. That's how life is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no. And it really is. Because, like, not everyone's going to love the same stuff. And that's great. There's so many things. And, like, even for me, like, there's some days where I'm, like, I'm kind of sore and I don't want to lift weights. And, like, I'll go play pickleball. And that's my workout for the day. Because, like, you're moving still. Like, it's really just important that your body's moving. Like, bodies weren't meant to be stationary. They were meant to move. And
I love that. So just kind of like wrapping up, I would love to just kind of hear maybe your thoughts on how, both from like traveling and from fitness and just from kind of all these new experiences, I would just like to hear kind of your side of like how life has changed for you, because you just seem very confident and you seem like you're just kind of enjoying life. And I think people are just really, that's why they're loving your page. They're curious. They want to know more. So yeah, just, I would love to kind of hear you speak to it a little.
So yeah, that's another, like, the confidence thing is like another great thing about the working out. It's like when you're working out and feeling good, you do feel confident. And I went through a stage where, like, when I had all my health stuff going on, like, you could, like, look at me, you knew I was sick, you knew stuff was not going good. And so, like, I went from that, like, where I didn't have a lot of confidence to trying to change my mindset and my life to the point where, like, I could have that confidence again. And so it was, like, a whole process of building it up. And, like, honestly, like, I've always been happy in life, I feel like. Like, obviously, like, everyone has their times where they're sad or have hard things going on. But, like, I didn't, like, I remember my mom one time commenting in high school, she was asking kind of me and my siblings, she's like, you guys don't seem to have hobbies or, like, things you're passionate about. And, like, I really didn't. Like, I was just, like, there, but I didn't really care about things, if that makes sense. And so that's been, like, the biggest change is that, like, now, like, I could talk about travel for hours. I could talk about health and fitness for hours because, like, I really strongly, like, believe, like, that the health and fitness is so good for you. And, like, I found all the different things you can do. And I just, like, want to share it with everyone to be like, you guys, you could feel so great. Like, you could, like, really, like, love life if you just do this. I don't know if that made much sense, but
no, it totally does. And I think it's inspiring. Like, I really do. And I think that so many of us have had points like that in our lives where we're like, what do I want? Like, what am I doing? Like, I know I want to live like a happy, full life, but I'm not really sure how. And I think that's honestly, your page is a great place to start to kind of get inspired. You know, you don't have to be like traveling to Athens, but yeah, like try, I think it was like a Euro recipe that you posted, like try new foods, try new recipes, try a new workout. And yeah, I guess that's been one thing that's been really fun to watch is be like, you know, especially because I've just been from afar, just be like, Alex is like really like living it up. And it's just so inspiring. And I just think girls everywhere need more of that message that like, yeah, you can like live the kind of life that you want to live and have the experiences that you want and you can do it.
And I side thought that I just had to is another thing is that I feel like when you try new things and when you do new things, if you're not perfect the first time, like you want to quit, like you want to be done. Or at least that's like my personality. Like if I do something and I suck at it, I'm like, okay, well, like that was embarrassing. That was awkward. Like I don't want to try again. But like that's not the reality of life. Like if you want to get good at something, if you want to do something, like you just have to keep trying and be persistent and just like go after what you actually want. And over time it will come.
Yeah. No, I think that's like a really hopeful thought. I think a lot of us don't do things and we don't try new things. I mean, obviously just because we're afraid, but because maybe we don't know how long it will take us to get good. But I just think it's worth the wait. Like it's worth figuring it out. It's worth being embarrassed. It's worth falling on your face. Like,
yeah, for sure. And I heard a quote one time, don't know who it's by, but it was something like, like if you're 100% decisive, I don't know why that's such a hard word. If you're 100% decisive, like confidence is like inevitable. Like if you're confident with yourself and your decisions and you're like, yes, this is what I want, I'm going to go for it. Like the confidence will come, like everything will follow. You just have to like make the decisions and follow through with it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So for anyone that wants to go check out your page and kind of follow along, just one more time, go ahead and shout yourself out anywhere they can follow you.
It's our Instagram and TikTok handle is Alex, Kate, and Brooke. And then our website is alexkateandbrooke.com. And Kate is spelled K-A-I-T.
Yes. And I'll link it in show notes as well.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, of course. Well, that is it for today, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode. Go ahead and go follow their Instagram. Like I said, I'll be linking it. Go ahead and leave me a review. That really helps me out. And we will talk next Tuesday. Bye-bye.